Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. And sponsored by MD Anderson Cancer Center on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you guys listening on a Friday. We're out here at Silverbacks Park hanging out. Thanks to our folks at Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to give, and our friends at Soccer in the Streets, guys. Great interview with those guys earlier today. And if you want to get involved, make sure you check out the website. Mike, before we get into some Falcons conversation, of course, this hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's been all about the Braves today because last night's comeback win just felt so good. And I think mentally we have an edge on the Mets in this division. I think we're better than the Marlins, even though they're playing great baseball right now. We still have to go win this thing. But right now, guys, we're 8.5 games up on the team that spent the most money in baseball, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if you could lose three leads, if you could light up Strider like a pinball machine and still lose, how can your manager turn to the media and say, really proud of these guys, really, really put a great effort out there? The Mets are in a shambles. You've got Pete Alonso popping off trying to convince himself he's a tough guy and these guys are actually clutch. Yet your manager sounded like a dribbling idiot. And now you've got this team down 8.5 games. It's unbelievable. Now you got a 20-year-old tonight going up against the Nats. It's a great time to be a Braves fan. This last three games, the atmosphere at Truist was electric.
It really was.
And everybody, and Michael Harris coming out of his slump, all these things clicking, right? Even Ozuna's killing it right now.
So we just found out that Pete Alonso, who leads MLB in home runs, is now going to the 15-day IL. Of course, that's from the Charlie Morton hit on the wrist. They x-rayed it, said it was all right. It's a contusion. But as they leave town, now they're dealing with that. Mike, that doesn't help them either. No. I want you to hear what Mike's talking about. If you're just joining us, first of all, where have you been? Show starts at 2. Secondly, this is Buck Showalter. This is what we've been talking about today. And if you don't think this is appropriate or inappropriate to say after you get beat down, I don't know what sport you're watching.
The guys came in here and competed. They're as good as you want to see. You know, scored 10 runs tonight against one of the best pitchers in the league. And I'm real proud of them. You know, there's a lot of opportunities there to fold the tent. These guys aren't going to do that. And, you know, Pete being down, and they don't – I'm proud of them. I look at it as positive other than, you know, we just ran out of – couldn't get outs. I mean, used every bullet we had. I'll use that word.
Take any sport you want. A woman's softball team coach wouldn't say that after losing 3 in a row. I mean, nobody, a youth soccer coach, anybody, who says these things? You're in New York City. You and I were joking around off the air. You could barely get away with that in Kansas City.
I agree.
I mean, this just shows you what you've done to the Mets. You got your manager who's choked before and he'll choke again, sounding like a complete nitwit.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason why we're making fun of this, beat the Mets, is because this is the team that has all the expectations.
Right.
Steve Cohen spent $355 million on this payroll,
right,
and you've got the manager going, golly gee, well, hey, we've tried our hardest. And
we scored 10 runs against one of the best pitchers.
We weren't able to come through. I mean, my goodness, I don't know what you folks want. These guys in here are really, really good.
You know, I mean, it's almost like Hoosiers. You know, we give our best effort, and we try real hard. At the end of the day, whatever the scoreboard says, we'll still be winners.
Yeah.
No. You lost.
It's a fail.
You got embarrassed.
It's a fail.
Alonso, this may go down in the list of Mets infamy. The Alonso, throw it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Machismo got you smoked.
These idiots, again, they're so unclutched. Lindor, all these guys, they're a bunch of gutless wonders, man. They're getting killed. You're 8.5 back. With I love
that,
it.
With that said,
I love it.
Grant McCauley is going to join us. It's a glorious day. Nationals in town. We'll talk with Grant about tonight's start and how well our team is clicking. And God, by the way, I just want you guys to realize this. We're doing this without Max Fried.
And Kyle Wright.
Okay? Your number one World Series, I need a dub, Max Fried. We're doing this without him.
And the Mets, by the way, it's over $150 million more in payroll than what you're spending.
Yeah.
Think about that. And you're spending a good amount of coin.
All right, guys. Let's talk about our Falcons, Mike, because Sports Illustrated came out with their 100 predictions. They do this every year. And they try to predict a couple of things from every team, okay? Connor Orr of Sports Illustrated has predicted, and I want your opinions on this, that Tyler Allgeier will outrush Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier will outrush Bijan Robinson. The reason he says that is because he says Robinson is going to be everywhere in the Falcons offense, and he'll be a better fit, you know, as far as being all over the field. Allgeier may end up getting more carries out of the backfield. Therefore, he may outrush Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. If I could get something like 1,200 combined yards or 1,300 yards from scrimmage from Bijan, you know, maybe he's rushing for 600 and he's got seven. I don't know. I mean, well, it'll be hard to quantify until we see this offense in action, but we know they're going to be looking for mismatches, using them all over the field. Arthur Smith as much told us so in our interview on Wednesday. So I can live with that. I still, you know, everyone gets infatuated with thunder and lightning. Well, it's going to be more than that, okay? But he is going to be more of the battering ram, but Bijan, as he showed you in Texas, can also run between the tackles.
Here's the other thing that Sports Illustrated has predicted, and that is Desmond Ridder will finish in the top 10 among quarterbacks in completion percentage. So you're telling me that Desmond Ridder's completion percentage is going to be 70% or more? Because the top guys are 67, 68, 69, 70%.
But does that mean he's thrown it 18 to 20 times a game?
We got to throw it more than that.
Well, I mean, the law of averages, we could say your completion percentage will come up if there's less attempts.
That's true.
And if you are going to be running the football, we're going to be obviously running probably 55% of the time. When he's throwing, he's got to hit his guys, and the play actually should be there for open opportunities. But maybe that's one of those scenarios. Now, I know guys go passing league, get them out of here with this. But we'd have to go back and quantify what Tannehill's attempts per game were the year that he got to turn his career around.
Yeah,
and Abe is looking that up, and Chris is right now too.
But here's the thing: Marcus Mariota was averaging about 24 attempts a game. Mike, and you know he might go 16 completions.
Do the six attempts that sailed
at least
six?
That's not enough.
Do the six attempts that sailed at least 6 feet over the receiver's head count?
Yeah.
Does a grenade toss actually count as a throw?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. No, but I just think, and again, I'm not saying he's got to throw the ball 35 times a game. The game will dictate this. But I also don't want to go into these games thinking that Ritter's only going to toss it 15 times and he's going to go 9 for 15 in a game.
I'm just giving it some way. Like, you know me, I like the odds. Somebody looking at how maybe that would pan out. Most guys would say you got to throw at least 25 times. But again, if we're running the football the way that Arthur Smith wants to, it may be something different where the stats might not tell the complete story. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do. I tell you what, though, if somebody out there believes in Ritter having a high completion rate, I'm down with that regardless.
I am too.
Okay, here are your numbers, boys.
Right.
2019, his Pro Bowl season with the Tennessee Titans, when he turned it all around, he was a 70% completion percentage passer.
That's Ryan Tannehill.
Throwing the ball 17.875 times.
What do I win?
But he had Derrick Henry.
And we've got Allgeier and Bijan.
He had Derrick Henry.
Yay, Mike did math.
He's got Derrick Henry. Of course he didn't have to throw it 35 times a game.
So there you go. So Ritter might throw it 18 to 20 times
a game. Oh, Mike, no. We got to do more than that.
Maybe we won't need to do more than that. Maybe we won't have to do more than that.
I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's me. If you're only throwing it that way, this is why I feel the way I do about Ryan Tannehill. You're not allowing him to play the position. You're protecting him.
Well, they're going to protect him. They're going to protect him for a little bit. They're going to protect him for a while.
What are we protecting? I need to see if the guy's a future yeah. the franchise quarterback.
But here's another. Let me throw.
I don't want to go into year three, Mike, with this dude throwing 16 times a game, and we're going, yeah, he's a franchise guy.
If we win 11 games and he's throwing it 16 times, do you care?
Probably not.
No. And here's the other thing. And here's the other thing.
Because you know what? Because I just want to win. Now, I just want to win so bad.
Now, I mean, we were talking to Arthur, and I got the take from Arthur that maybe, just maybe, if you go back to the last 15 years of NFL football, the one team, who's the most miserable team to have players on if you're a fantasy owner? Patriots, right?
Yes.
Because 1 week they can run the ball 200 yards, next week they can throw it.
I don't draft Patriot players.
And I learned my lesson. But maybe Arthur's going to play to the strengths and their opponents, and perhaps we can be some of that mix and match too, which I like. Now, because the Patriots won a lot of games.
But do you know what I'm saying here? I'm just I don't want to be 2 years down the road and we go, man, 70% completion rate. He's thrown for 3,000 yards each year, and the Falcons have won 11 games. I don't know if that is franchise quarterback worthy, and then he's going to ask for franchise money, and everybody's going to lose their mind when he goes, I want $180 million.
Yes, this is going to be positively Vince Ferragamo-like production. For our man.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't care if he throws it three times. Just win the
yes,
games.
You do. You do.
Well, I mean, do I have Drake London on my fantasy team?
No, yes, you do. You're going to be in the stands just like me going, I can't believe they're only throwing it three times this half.
I'm telling you, you will now because we got the team that Arthur's wanted. It's going to be very interesting. And maybe if you're a defensive coordinator, you will be trying to figure out what we're going to do either.
I don't like the sound of this,
you
Chris.
You say Drake London.
Yeah.
The guy we need to talk about.
Is who?
Kyle Pitts.
Oh.
Because here's the thing.
He needs to – he's got to validate that pick.
What type of expectations do we have for Kyle Pitts this year? And if we're
– 1,200 yards.
Yeah, okay.
9 touchdowns.
So you know what chunk of that, based off the numbers we just gave, that would be from Desmond Ridder?
That's like – 60%.
Yeah, that's like half of his stats.
I don't like these numbers. Well, I don't like these numbers.
When you said 70%, my first reaction was maybe he's going to throw it less than 20 times. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Tannehill threw it less than 20 times. They went to the playoffs. He had a really amazing year.
All right, guys. More to get to. Our strong arm story of the day is on the way. Grant's going to join us. It's all about our Braves as they continue to stay red hot, beating the Mets 3 in a row, coming back from last night's deficit. We'll get to Grant here in about 25 minutes. But when we come back, we've got to get to the NBA Finals. Game 4 tonight. It's Dukes and Bell.
Desmond. Poop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Braves' fifth consecutive win came in the most improbable of ways last night, as Spencer Strider threw just 4 innings, giving up 8 hits and 8 runs, while Mets starter Justin Verlander was done after 3 innings, where he gave up 5 runs. New York led 9-5 in the fifth, but then the rally began for the Braves, who hit 4 home runs from the 5th inning on, including Ozzie Albies' walk-off 3-run shot in the 10th, as the Braves win 13-10. Austin Riley says the Braves' mindset is what helps them stay in these games.
You know, I think it's more of the, you know, you don't count yourself out mindset versus expecting. You know, it's like you said, you play till the final out and, you know, try to give yourself the best chance.
Tonight, the Braves begin a new series against the Nationals as A.J. Smith-Sharver makes his first Major League start for the 7:21 pitch. Atlanta United plays their second match of the week tomorrow night, hosting DC United after a scoreless draw against LAFC on Wednesday. Eric Lopez is out for this one as Santiago Sosa is questionable, and Ozzy Alonso, coming back from his ACL injury, has been upgraded to questionable. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios on your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United. Kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Tonight, they are a three-point dog at home. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Silverbacks Park. Sponsored by our friends at Bud Light, guys. Easy to drink, easy to give, and we've been talking about them all day. Soccer in the streets as well. But, Mike, the Miami Heat, down in the series, we saw Joker and Jamal Murray have triple doubles in the last game.
Right.
But I'm just a little surprised. You would think, hey, Miami's going to respond. Vegas is like, I don't know about that. They are underdogs at home.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I know I've said this a million times. I just don't know how you can't get up for your home game, your first home game in the NBA Finals. And they look like the team that lost to the Hawks. They looked exactly like the team that lost to the Hawks at times. And, again, the Nuggets crashing the boards. I would imagine that the Heat will try to get to the foul line tonight.
Yeah.
No matter who the guys are, obviously Jimmy Butler would be, you know, number one and Adebayo behind him. But, you know, you really do miss a guy like Tyler Hero and the consistency of his scoring when he's healthy. And because the hand won't go, the medical staff won't clear him, so he ain't playing. So you got to, again, spin the wheel of who's the role player who's going to pop for the big night. That's not a winning formula in the NBA Finals.
No, you got to have go-tos, right? You got to be able to count on guys. Joker, 32 points, 22, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. First player ever to log at least 30, 20, and 10 in an NBA Finals game. And then Jamal Murray had 34 points and 10 assists with 10 rebounds. So here's what Jimmy Butler had to say about what they're going to change going into tonight.
I wouldn't change anything. I continue to be who I am. We will continue to be who we are as a group, as a team. We're going to go out here and we're going to compete together. We're going to win together. We're going to be who we are.
So you stay the course. He's right. Mike said this. You can't change too much. But it's effort. You got to come out with a little bit more intensity. You got to crash the boards. You got beat on the boards 58-33 in game two. So fight back tonight. Make it a series. And then you go back to Denver, Mike. And then it becomes a three-game series.
Right.
Four games have played, and the first one, you know, to win the next two is going to be the NBA champion. So that's how you have to go into the mindset. But tonight, I also think you got to get like 35 or more from Jimmy Butler.
Right. See what Jimmy Butler's wearing for shoes?
No, what's he wearing?
He was rocking Jordans. Now he's wearing Li Ning's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see, Chris and I said the same thing. I was reading this article on CBS, and I was like, what's he wearing? Yeah, he's wearing the, I'm looking at their website, Peng Yushiyu.
From China?
Yes.
Okay.
It comes from China.
Yeah.
So he's wearing some different kicks, which is interesting. And I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely. They retail about $130. I don't know if that's going to be the magic shoes.
Okay.
Like magic legs for Lieutenant Dan. But, yeah, they need something, man. He's got to go. You said this earlier. You almost, like, have to ask the unexpected. He's got to go for, like, 45. He needs, like, a monster night. And Adebayo's got to go crash the boards. With that, as you said, one of the X-Factor guys, Strus or Duncan Robinson's got to go for a big night too. You know, or Gabe, you know, Vincent, which you just, like I said, that's not a formula. I think the Nuggets, they got the wake-up call. Michael Malone looked at him and said, you nitwits.
Yeah.
You'd be up 2-0. You screwed around. You monkeyed around. You played like you did against the Suns at times. And a bitch. I don't think they're going to repeat that.
I don't either. I said this when the series started. Listen, I think they're the best team. It doesn't mean that Miami can't win, but – just look at their roster. Look how deep they are. Look at how they play. They're the better team. But we'll see if they respond. Eric Spoelstra, the coach of Miami, said he loves this level of competition.
When you get to this level, it should be what it is. It's the highest level of competition. And our guys thrive in that. They love it. You know, even after games like last night, our guys love to compete and put it all out there.
Now, Mike, let's shift gears and talk about our Trey, because you showed me this earlier in the show. And, you know, we talked about earlier in the week, Trey scrubbing his Insta and people freaking out. And he was like, hey, I'm starting anew. I don't know, whatever the reason is. And maybe we'll have to listen to the next edition of his podcast to find out. But then today, a very cryptic tweet from Trey, not as if he's going anywhere, because we had Steve Koonin on, who said, I'm glad he's on our team. And listen, none of this offseason stuff is going to start until the NBA Finals is over. But what's Trey talking about?
I work way, that's multiple whys, way too hard to be average. I've realized it now. So you could look at it and say, I worked too hard to not be a superstar? I don't know. I mean, you draw your own conclusions. Trey Sycophants took to it and said, you're always awesome. You're the best. And that's cool. He's a superstar. You ain't never been average, homie, said Govelius. All right. But, I mean, because we are reduced now to try to read the tea leaves of professional athletes through their social media,
yeah.
Sometimes when you see something, they go, okay. Well, you can look at that from one of two ways, I suppose. That he needs, now that he's, I'm putting the effort in, I might as well be awesome.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense.
It does. I do agree with the Sicko fans, though. He has been awesome. I don't think it's been about work ethic for Trey. I said this. His rookie season, Boston came in. Kyrie's playing for Boston. I'm at the game. I'm sitting courtside because I do things like that.
Right.
The game's over. I'm sitting there. I'm talking with people. 20 minutes later, the arena's empty. Trey comes back out. This is rookie right. year. And he's shooting. He had a bad night. He did not play well. And he was disappointed in his performance. And Mike, I don't know when he left, but when I left, and that was
right.
an hour and 30 after the game, he was still out there on the floor. So I've never worried about his work ethic or, like, him putting in the work. So when I hear stuff or read that kind of stuff from Trey, I don't know. Maybe these are just random. Like Steve Kuhn said, maybe these are just random thoughts. Because when I think about our star, I don't think about him not putting in the work
right.
to be great. There are other stars in this league, Zion, who I think about who right. maybe don't work like this, who right. don't put the work in.
Those are the other kind of random thoughts, Carl.
Yeah. Well, how could Zion put the work in? He's busy dealing with two freaks.
Yeah, well,
I mean, he's got no time for basketball.
Now, one of them.
They weaken the legs, Rocky. Stay away from them.
One of them was a porn star. Is that right?
There's a yes. third one now, by the way.
There's a third one?
Yeah. That disembodied voice is Chris, the producer. So
what is the third one saying?
More.
Another acclaimed Zion fan and lover has come out on Instagram and said that she also was with him during the same time period.
That he got this other woman pregnant.
Got the other woman pregnant.
Man.
Is this?
And she posted a picture of him sleeping on his back, naked.
Oh, she did it.
And she said he rests comfortably knowing what he did.
Oh.
She took a picture while he was asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dirty.
Man.
That's dirty.
Zion spread himself a little thin.
Mike.
There's only so much Zion to go around.
Well, obviously not. But, Mike.
Obviously, all those videos.
You can't take a picture of me while I'm asleep.
Now, did he have his baby oil man with him at the time? Because, you know, he was working out. He was trying to show everybody he was in shape. He was all oiled up.
Ladies, that's dirty. I'm sorry. That right there is clout chasing.
Right.
All right?
Here's Zion in my bed, and he's naked.
Yes. For real.
Look
like,
who's sleeping in my bed.
Who's sleeping in my bed?
So Zion, I mean, no wonder, man. This guy.
It makes sense why he hadn't played.
He's an all-star, just not on the floor.
It makes sense why he's not been on the floor.
His horizontal game is much better than his vertical. Hey, man.
I didn't know about the third lady, but, yeah, that's crazy. But here's the deal, too. I was just going to ask this question. Is it not – I know he's having this baby with this other woman or whatever, but isn't it a little petty, though, to be like, yeah, I had him? I mean, isn't that a little petty?
Isn't that what women who are jock sniffers kind of do? The Kardashians made a
Why
career
out of it. Why
are
you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying, the Kardashians made a career out of it. You know, that's their mom's game plan.
I don't know.
Date a mentally unstable NBA player. Rinse and repeat.
Ladies, I think that's petty. I mean, like, first of all, it's Zion. He's single. He's out there.
Yeah.
And if he kicks it with you and you and you, and then you're like, I was with him. That's petty.
I already hooked up with Uniqua from New Jack City.
Okay, stop it.
Speaking of
he
which,
ain't got no papers on me.
Did you guys see the shirt Kim Kardashian wore the other day?
No, what is that?
It was a shirt with five NBA players on it and her sister, Kendall Jenner. And it said, Kendall starting five in the NBA.
Oh, there you go. That's cold.
I've seen movies.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I've seen movies that end like that. Hey, man, we're live here at Silverbacks Park. We were helping out the folks from
a certain genre.
Soccer in the streets here in Atlanta. By the way, great time with the guys. You can get involved. Go to soccerinthestreets.org or just Google Soccer in the Streets Atlanta. While we're here now,
I'm sweating.
Another one of our partners, it's Atlanta Rugby, Rugby ATL. Rugby Atlanta is doing the practicing. And Carl was joking around with me. He goes, Mike, you played rugby, right? I said, yeah. Not with guys this size.
These dudes are big, bro.
We're watching these dudes go to the paces. They play right here, by the way, at Silverbacks Park. I know you hear the commercial for Rugby ATL. So Coach Stephen Brett and his guys are doing their thing. They get about five or six hard-hitting dudes from South Africa.
Oh, I can
and
tell.
And these dudes are built like a black house. So I got a bunch of buddies from Shamrocks down in Savannah. We have good friends from High Country Rugby, Renegades, just hanging old white in the old five paces. I've never seen dudes this big.
Yeah.
This is why it's pro rugby.
Well,
holy shnikes.
Obviously, they lifted before they came out here.
I haven't done legs since 1999.
I mean, do they have a bench right off the field here? I mean, these guys look like they just got done with the bench press.
I mean, man, I get scrum half, I get scrum squished in this thing. But holy cow, if you want to come out, this is where the guys play, and they're practicing right now, and these dudes are impressive.
All right, guys, coming up, Grant McCauley. Braves, Mets, we'll talk about it and what happens in this series with the Nationals. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. A.J. Smith-Sharver makes his first Major League start for the Braves tonight, who begin a new series against the Washington Nationals at 7:20. Last night, the Braves pulled off quite the comeback as Ozzie Albies' 14th home run of the year walked it off in the 10th inning 13-10. The victory completed the sweep of the Mets, giving Atlanta 5 wins in a row. Oklahoma women's softball went for their 3rd consecutive national championship last night in Game 2 against Florida State.
Struck her out! And Oklahoma caps off the winningest season in history with a 7th national championship!
That courtesy of Beth Mowins on ESPN, the Sooners won 3-1, making it their 53rd consecutive win. The NBA Finals continue tonight with Game 4 in Miami at 8:30 as Denver leads the series 2-1. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios On your home of Saturday's Atlanta United match versus DC United, kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is...
Time for Around the Yard with your 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves.
Champions!
On Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk about our Braves, guys. They are hot right now. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB for us here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Grant, last night was glorious in so many different ways. To be able to come from behind a couple of different times, Ozzy with the big knock. I mean, it just felt good. And I think, you know, the thing that I keep thinking about is the mental stranglehold we have right now on the Mets. It seems like mentally we're just in their heads.
It's pretty incredible when you consider all of the things that played out in that game, all of the players that contributed in some way, shape, or form to making another comeback win possible. And then, yeah, you look big picture, the New York Mets and Truist Park, that is not a match made in heaven for them. It has been the exact opposite. They have been swept in a big series at the end of last year that helped the Braves win the division. They came in very much needing to take this series from the Braves. Really couldn't afford to be swept away, get up to a big lead, and cannot hold on to it in a crazy game last night. I was trying to think of games at this ballpark, at the very least, that have been able to involve or invoke the kind of feelings that this one did for Braves fans. I can't think of too many, like regular season games. Obviously, the postseason is its own animal, and there have been some great comebacks and moments of that. But that game last night was one of the most entertaining, pretty much bell-to-bell, but because the ending was what you wanted it to be on the Braves side, of any that I can think of at this part.
Yeah, man, and we were playing a lot of the audio today, Grant, and I can't imagine a Major League manager, let alone one in New York, you know, in that piranha tank that is the New York media covering the Mets, to say that he was proud of his team getting swept.
Yeah.
And how they put up 10 runs against Strider. I mean, it made no sense.
I mean, like, that's great, but I've not heard, and I mean, I'm talking about, you know, managers in my time of covering the Braves, that includes basically, you know, the three guys, Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snitker. You know, you'd be proud of the fight. You can say, hey, we're going to fight through it. Hey, it wasn't our night. There's a ton of different things that I've heard these guys say over the years. Proud of how our team lost is certainly not one of them. It's just, I know that, again, you know, there's nearly 100 of these things left, so you're not trying to take too much, you know, put too much weight on every single regular season series. But Buck Showalter managed that game last night like it was the World Series. He was going into matchups, and Justin Verlander not lasting right as long as he needed to, certainly, you know, contributed to all those bullpen changes, but he was managing to win that game, and it did not happen, and it was just kind of part and parcel to what that whole series was, which was nothing but a disappointment for the Mets, and just more and more, I think, of the Braves' true nature kind of playing out in contrast to what the Mets are trying to build and what the Braves have already built.
It is our man, G-Money, Grant McCauley, as the Braves take care of business. How concerned are you that Strider got so knocked up last night?
Not a ton, but, I mean, obviously it kind of gets to take back page, or it gets pushed to the back page when the team comes back and wins in the fashion that it did. But I don't know if it's just what the Mets do that is just kind of in his head overall, because they have done this to him time and again. They're a very pesky lineup. They're a lineup that fouls off a lot of pitches. They will take their walks. But for Spencer, it just seems like, for whatever reason, there's somebody has your number, and everybody, I think, goes through that. But what kind of adjustments he can do, maybe to pitch for some more early contact and not be as much of the swing and miss guy, allow that ball to be put in play, which is a big thing. I mean, it's not something that you're necessarily trying to do, and it goes really against the DNA of who he is as a pitcher, but it might be helpful on certain nights against certain lineups, and maybe the Mets are that lineup most nights that he faces them.
Grant McCauley, our guest, guys, as we talk about the Braves defeating the Mets, it was just, again, so many fun things that happened in this series. But we got to turn the page and talk about the Nats, man, and what we expect tonight from the 20-year-old starter on the hill for the Braves.
Yeah, really excited about this one. And this is the thing about Truist Park that I think is really exciting for Braves fans in general, is obviously this team is very good. You'll go from having a divisional rival like the New York Mets that it's going to be a packed house to heading on into the weekend, even against a team like Washington, that you're going to have another crowd packed out here, and they get the opportunity to see the youngest starting pitcher for the Braves in, what, 12 years since Julio Teheran, and one of the youngest since the club moved to Atlanta. But you watched his stuff against Arizona. A.J. Smith-Shawver has the capability, has the arsenal to, I think, help this Braves club out. But this is definitely a big opportunity for a kid that came into the season with 77 innings under his belt, but just blitzed his way through the minor leagues and got himself on the fast track. So Atlanta's still looking for the answers in the starting rotation. Bryce Elder was a big one. Clearly, Spencer Strider and Charlie Morton are big parts of everything. Jared Schuster's helped stabilize that fourth spot, but they still need some help to get Max Fried and to get Kyle Wright back into the mix, hopefully soon. We'll see when that works out. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, in the meantime, is an exciting kind of off-the-radar prospect that I would have expected to maybe see next year, but not here in 2023. But, hey, the opportunity's here, and he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders to go out there and just try to, you know, pepper the strike zone and, you know, see if his stuff plays at this level, and I think we've already seen that it can.
Just to get back to the Mets real quick, I know that it's early days. It's still, like, the Braves have looked as bad at times as the Mets do now, although maybe not as bad as this last three games. Are they going to try to buy their way out of this, Grant, or do you think there'll ever be a point where they get, like, double digits down? And aside from the Yankees in 78, do you think these guys will, like, they would never sell some of those options, some of those pieces, because I don't know who could pick them up, some of the expensive pieces.
Yeah, you've kind of spent yourself into a corner, and I've seen a lot of things said and written about this in the past 24 hours from the New York media cycle, the national baseball writers. I mean, Steve Cohen is not going to be able to buy his way out of this. And this is where, and I'm not, you guys have known me for a long time, I'm not an I told you so guy about this, but when everybody was ready to just crown the Mets for spending so much money in the offseason, I look at it and say, that's great for the players and great for the industry in terms of guys making money. But it has not bought them anything. And this Braves club, the way that it's constructed with the pedigree of winning that it's had, is still the team to beat. But people just didn't want to really believe it and truly say, well, the Braves needed to spend more money. They needed to sign Trey Turner or Dansby Swanson or pick three more guys. Steve Cohen went out. He locked up some players. He signed some other big players. Yeah, Jacob deGrom left, but they replaced him with a Hall of Famer and Justin Verlander. And this just has not played out the way that they thought it would. And I just don't know that there's – yeah, I'm sure that money is no object to him, but what move is out there that you can make right now to help this club be in position to be a bigger buyer at the trade deadline? Because I guess to my point and to your question is, you're not looking to sell all your pieces, but you may be so hopelessly out of it if you continue to flounder for another 6 weeks that can you really afford to go out and take these great minor league players that you're trying to pepper in and start trading them off for veterans just to win this year? That's where the slippery slope is, and that, I guess, is where Steve Cohen and company are going to have to figure out what exactly they want to do and how they want to do it.
Grant, I've said this. We have developed our talent, and then we paid our talent, right? You think about the homegrown talent, from Acuna to Money Harris to Ozzy. Mm-hmm. Just think about it, right? Riley. They've gone about this in a different way, and this way, in my opinion, doesn't work. I've seen it tons of times in baseball where you try to do the shortcut, and I think that's part of the problem with the Mets. You do have to spend money when it comes time, but I think that's part of the problem. Their makeup is completely different than ours.
Yeah, it is, and I asked Brian Snitker about this before this very game, about – what they've built from a consistency and continuity standpoint of the culture in that clubhouse. Yeah, they've got talent, but a lot of other clubs have gone out and spent time and money and resources on trying to build this thing, and it just has not played out the way that the Braves have. And it's just, you know, I think, again, it speaks to what Atlanta has built and how special it is, and the fact that there are no shortcuts to winning, no matter how much money that you spend. And when it comes time to spend on guys, the Braves have done it a certain way, and the rest of the league has done it a different way, and particularly the New York Mets. And I think that the proof of the blueprint of what the Braves have done and the continuity and the consistency they can bring is something that Braves fans are going to be able to enjoy, a club that perennially is set up to win, whereas a club that's just trying to get over a certain hurdle or vault itself to the top of the division for at least a year to give itself a shot to win the big one for the first time since 1986.
And that's the other thing, Grant. I know we touched on it earlier with the Pete Alonso comments. It's not in their DNA. It's not currently in their DNA. Now, Verlander and Scherzer have won World Series, but those guys don't play every day. You know, it's just not in their DNA. It's like they're almost trying to convince themselves that's what I got, that's what I took from Alonso. On the flip side, we can thank Alonso and the Mets for helping in some way, more the pitching, to get Michael Harris on track. What a fantastic story, man. He looks like everything's in the rearview now.
Yeah, it does. And it's, I think, again, the hard work that Michael was doing, it wasn't necessarily showing up in the box score every single night, but that's what baseball is. It is a long grind, and it's every day trying to do that thing that can help set you up, I think, for that next day. And Michael Harris, who, again, a lot of us forget, he's just 22 years old. We didn't see him struggle a lot last year. This was going to come. It does for every single player. But the Braves are such a makeup-oriented club that part of it, it means a lot to them. They invest as much, I think, in the player as they do the person and vice versa. And Michael Harris, he checked so many boxes. You just had to imagine that at some point he was going to figure it out. This was not going to be a season-long swoon for him. He's just too talented, and the swing was really starting to show that the results are right around the corner. And now I think everybody's feeling a little bit better about how he's trending.
All right, Grant. Nationals, I said this. We should sweep these guys. I don't want to predict that because it is baseball. But coming off the emotional series that we just came off of, we know how these things go. Mike said it. We just want to win two or three. Get out of here with a series win. I'd love to get the sweep, but I just know with all that emotion last night, anything can happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, win the day, win the series. Those are the goals that the Braves have, I think, in that order. You are going to see a couple of really nice pitchers for Washington and Josiah Gray tonight, and Mackenzie Gore, who was very good against the Braves earlier this year. And the Nationals, though, they're not coming in on some big winning streak. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. They've been knocked around a little bit lately. They have played a better brand of baseball than they did in the second half last year. So, you can't look over anybody. We just got done talking about not too long ago, or it feels like a month ago, the Oakland series, where maybe the sky was going to start falling on the Atlanta Braves if things had gone much worse in Arizona. Thankfully, it didn't. The Braves, I think, just do a nice job of concentrating on their goals and not overlooking opponents, and I'm sure that they're not going to overlook a Nationals club that they've already seen once this year.
All right, Grant, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Let's keep winning. It's a lot of fun right now, man, and our team is rolling, and we're not even at full strength. So can't imagine once we get to that point. Thanks again, Grant. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley, guys. Make sure you check out Around the Yard as well. He does that each and every weekend.
Yeah, and as we talked about it initially, it didn't look so bad, but now the Mets say a bone bruise, sprain in the left wrist for Alonso, so they're going to lose him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Listen.
But he's one of the guys in a top-heavy lineup that was doing his job.
He was. And remember, he said it was not intentional, so there are no hard feelings between him and Charlie Morton, but this is going to hurt them even more.
Right. Hey, they threw it, Andrew. I'm sorry. I do that all the time. They threw it, Ronald Acuna, after that tape measure shot at Citi Field, and that seemed intentional. Morton's was not.
All right, guys, coming up, we've got more to get to. Grant's show is From the Diamond. I said Around the Yard. That's our segment, From the Diamond, this weekend. Make sure you check it out. All right, coming up, we'll get you caught up on the top headlines. We're live, by the way, at Silverbacks Park. Been out here all day, Mike, hanging out.
Carl, you look like a pretty good-sized lad. Why don't you try out for the rugby team? Perhaps you'd like to play scrum half.
They have just left the field, and I'm glad they did. They were scared.
Dude, they're scared. Dude, I should say I played rugby. That's pro rugby. Well, those guys are the real deal. Holy schneckies. Hey, man, there's a couple of things out there I want to pick your brains on, bro.
All right. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.